Good to have you back here. You know, there are so many things going on this week. I'm not quite sure where to start, but I do want to start with the fact that we have been told now that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, was told by all of his top military advisors, all the top brass said, keep 2,500, maybe 3,500, maybe 4,500 troops in Afghanistan. Do not give up Bagram Air Force Base. He ignored all of it. 13 American service members were killed. Americans are still in Afghanistan, left behind by the president. We don't have any idea how many are there. Join me to talk about this, Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida's 19th Congressional District. Congressman, good to talk to you again.
Good to be back with you.
Always a pleasure. All right, so we learned that Joe Biden, when he told George Stephanopoulos at ABC News, no, I was never told that. He certainly was told that. We had two generals, McKenzie and Milley, both testify yesterday, along with the Secretary of Defense, saying he was told all of these things. He was told what would happen. He was told there would be a collapse of the Afghan military and the government if he followed that path. He did it anyway. He ignored everyone. What do you make of that?
The President of the United States simply just lied to the American people. It's that simple. He lied because his position has never changed from a decade ago with Afghanistan when he was Vice President of the United States. He never looked at the information on the ground. He was reckless in his decision-making. It's really outrageous if you really want to think about what's going on. I was just a member of Congress. You have an ability to read a lot of information. It's not available to the press. And it's not available to the American people. I actually read some classified information, some classified intel reports. So it was pretty clear to me that Joe Biden knew exactly what was going on in Afghanistan. He was advised about what was going on in Afghanistan, but chose to leave anyway because he wanted a follow up. It's really that simple. And I think it's also so ironic that the left and the political media accused Donald Trump of wanting a follow up at the church across the street from the White House back during the BLM riots. Meanwhile, Joe Biden literally abandoned thousands of Americans in Afghanistan. He left that country in a complete chaos and complete mess just so he can get a follow up on September 11th. It all blew up in his face. And yes, everybody advised him that this was a wrong course of action, but he did it anyway because he was committed to his own opinion as opposed to the information and the facts on the ground.
Complete failure. Complete and utter failure. All right, but I want to spend the rest of our time here, if we could, sir. The American Rescue Plan was $1.9 trillion. The alleged bipartisan infrastructure plan, $1.2 trillion. The reconciliation package, if it goes through, $3.5 trillion. The total there, $6.6 trillion in spending. And that's just getting warmed up because most people say the $3.5 trillion, not an honest number because it has artificial start and stop dates for several of the programs, delaying the starts and then saying, well, they'll be done after this much time. We know better than that. These programs will continue on. This spending is being rammed through. Is it going to happen? What do you think? The Democrats seem to be having a lot of problems internally. They're going to vote on it, we're told, Thursday. What do you believe is going to happen?
I honestly don't know, to be blunt with you. There's so much chaos on the Democrat side of the aisle. It's not clear if they still actually have a deal. They still don't have a top line number on what the budget reconciliation bill is supposed to be. Now, mind you, Steve, let me tell you, I sit on the budget committee. On Saturday, we had a markup of a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill, which actually became $4.3 trillion because some of their pay-fors, quote unquote, that's a joke, phrase in D.C., but some of their pay-fors they actually couldn't get through. So it was $4.3 trillion as it went through the budget committee. That was Saturday. And now they're still negotiating on what that top line number needs to be. So I want the American people to understand this. Members of Congress and in some of the committees are actually voting and moving through a budget reconciliation bill where they don't even know what the full package is. The Congressional Budget Office still has not scored any of this because it's still not written and it's still not finalized. There is real disagreement on the Democrat side of the aisle. So I really don't know how this is all going to play out. It's going to come down to whether it's going to be, moderate Democrats versus progressive Democrats. Who's going to blink first? We really don't know. It's just just watching to see whether the dam breaks, whether they come together. But I will tell you this, if they come together and get this thing through, this spending plan is going to be a disaster for our country and for our economy. You're talking about major taxes on the energy sector. Meanwhile, major subsidies for Green New Deal projects.
Right.
You're talking about new entitlement programs that will last, frankly, for the rest of the time that our country exists.
That's right.
It is not going to work for our country.
And here's the thing, talking about energy, you touch on energy. Oil went over $80 a barrel this week for the first time in 3 years. The cost of natural gas and propane is at the highest level it's been in a long time. We're heading into winter, of course. Doesn't affect you much in Florida, but it affects us up north, I'll tell you that. And so heating our homes will be more expensive than it's ever been. If this goes into place, it could be terrible. Here's my question. If reconciliation is the way they ran this garbage through, when the Republicans take over the House next year, which you will, can reconciliation get rid of this garbage?
Yes. And I'm already having conversations with my colleagues that the first thing we need to do is rip all the stuff out of here. Just get it all out. Take it all out right now. Don't play around. Move the spending out. Short answer, yes, we can. It's something we should be doing.
But the question is, will the people be conservative enough to and have the courage, the chutzpah, to do it? Because, you know, Republicans can often talk a good game right up to Election Day, and then all of a sudden somehow their spinal cord goes back in the box, and then they go back to work without it. It concerns me a little bit. I think you can appreciate where I'm coming from.
I totally agree with you on that, and I think that's why it's important for voters in the midterm elections to not just, and I'm as a Republican, to be honest, not just be happy about voting Republican. Make sure you're voting for people who are conservative. Make sure you're voting for people who are committed to getting our nation on the right fiscal footing going forward. And that means unwinding what Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez have wanted for their entire, which is this massive social. That's what they want. And so we have to basically get all of that out. It's going to take people who are committed to do it. Voters right now are going to have a choice in the Washington, D.C. to help us accomplish that. But it's up to the voters. And then when the members get it, we have to be serious. We can't play games. Joe Biden's been a disaster. So it's not why we shouldn't be afraid of him. We should go and do what needs to be done, but let him explain it to the American people why we're wrong. But since he can't explain anything, and because he has no credibility, I think that the politics and, frankly, the right thing to do is going to be on our side.
Well, that's what I think right now. I think more Republicans should be out front like yourself, because you're right. This day, Joe Biden has zero credibility on any front. That's why his polling numbers have collapsed by 20 points in the last 45 days, 20 points in 45. It's unprecedented free fall. It's time for the Republicans to say no more. We can't trust these people. This president didn't tell you the truth on Afghanistan. He's not telling you the truth now. I'll give you the last word real quick.
I agree with everything you said. You have a president of the United States who has failed on every measure, failed on every issue. We have allies around the world that are questioning his judgment. We see what's happening with the French right now. Our enemies are emboldened. The last thing we should do is give billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, excuse me, to a president who has failed at every single turn. We have to stand up to this when we have the power back in Washington, D.C. And if I have anything to say about it, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Congressman Byron Donalds, always appreciate you, sir. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.
Quick break. Sean Spicer on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
There are galvanizing moments for every team in every sport and in every season. You never know when that moment may take place. It could take place in spring training, on a road trip, or in a certain come-from-behind win. A.J. Hinch can't necessarily answer the question when his team galvanized. He admits it came earlier in the season, perhaps the first winning month, but it's hard to deny how much this team cares about one another. We can read a lot into the bench's clearing incident against the White Sox on Monday, but what cannot be questioned is how much the Tigers care and how they refuse to be intimidated. The jawing and gathering at second base is cool and macho, but coming back from 8-2 down to make it a nail-biter against the division champs means more in the long run. The Tigers won't finish with as many wins as we had all hoped, but what they've built with some talent and attitude should go a long way.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.